Ai, kia ora rā, e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo i rirangi o te hiko te ika iwa tukau mā whitu i rā tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero ko Takuta Rāori Tāonui, ki te haka haunga kōrero, ki te whāki atu pēhia rā, te haere o te mate uru tā ki Wanganui a tātou, nō reira tēnā koe, Takuta Rāori.
Kia ora, Joel, mimi atu ki a koe a... Te reo e rangi o Te Hiku FM, nā tau toko me Ngāti Hine. Thank you for having me on.
Always a pleasure to get an update, especially in these times where we are wondering where each of our regions are at, but also where Te Iwi Māori are at in regards to Omicron and even just the whole pandemic itself. So what are some of the kōrero that you're able to update us on today?
So in the last 10 days or so, Joel, there's been nearly 2,000 new cases. Māori last week were about 10% of those cases. As of yesterday, that jumped just a little bit. We were about 60 cases of the 306 announced yesterday. Those numbers, you know, relative to the national rate, those numbers are good for Māori because it's much lower than where we were before. So October, November last year, we were often more than half of all cases every day. The thing we have to be cautious about is the vector by which cases could begin rapidly increasing Māori is probably going to come as our kids are going back to school and mixing with kids from other communities. And the second one is there's a very, very high number of cases in the Manukau region. Not yet in the Māori community, but I think it's only a matter of time before it crosses over. So, for instance, there's 138 cases in Northland, and there's over 1,000 active cases in counties Manukau. So that's a real concern. So we need to see some action out of the government, and soon I think we'll probably see Māori cases starting to rise really fast from next week onwards, say early next week.
We're seeing all the schools having started back this week, starting to see more tamariki wearing masks around the community. But what is it that we really need? Or is it just something that we just can't avoid? It's going to be an inevitable event that is going to touch each area of Aotearoa.
Yes, it's really important that... rather than accepting it as an inevitability, that we prepare ourselves. That's really important for whānau to have plans, marae communities or hapū communities, however the local areas organise themselves. It's really important that people prepare plans in terms of what are we going to do to look after sick people and how are we going to protect those that aren't sick. It's really important to think about having a little store of food, having some masks, gloves, disinfectants, and if you're able to get basic medicines like ibuprofen, paracetamol, cough syrups, you know, anything you would normally use for the flu to help mitigate symptoms. Now, this is really, really important because as numbers begin increasing, not only in terms of cases, but in terms of isolating at home, this is where Māori will become vulnerable because a lot of our families won't be able to afford those sorts of reserves, so something's going to have to be organised at a higher level. And there are real risks there. So, for instance, in Northland, the Bay of Plenty, the Tairawhiti, Central North Island. But there's a lot of people that live some distance from a primary health care organisation, you know, or a hospital, and that's where things could not look so good. So I'm hoping that within a week we'll see the government roll out a specific Omicron Māori strategy to support those sorts of eventualities.
Yeah, absolutely, because we've already been discussing something that has been around for a while, which is a housing crisis. So having to isolate at home is hard enough to find somewhere to be living, let alone finding somewhere else to isolate from the whānau. So that is a big issue, and absolutely, it just comes down to planning with the whānau, the community and the hapū. And also, in regards to vaccinations, what should we be, I suppose, thinking more about in regards to the vaccinations with the whānau and all the different age groups that now are capable of getting vaccinated?
It's really, really important to get vaccinated, Joel. You know, there is talk Omicron is, you know, causes less severe disease, so it's something, you know, it's milder and it's only a cough. But it's really important when we to remember when we look at what's happening overseas is if you're double vaccinated, if you've got a booster, your chances of getting very sick are very low. But if you're unvaccinated, the chances of you getting infected, getting really sick, and, you know, mortality rates are almost just the same as for some of the other variants, and that's really important. It's also really important we get our tamariki vaccinated. There are a huge number of child cases occurring internationally. So 2 weeks ago, the United States reported 1 million new child cases in 1 week. And the last time I checked, which is about 5 or 6 days ago, there were over 800 children a day being hospitalised in the United States. Now, we're also seeing in Indigenous communities very large numbers of infections. And for instance, in Canada, there's a place called Bear Lake, and there's some other quite sizable Indigenous communities where more than 50% of the community has got Omicron. And in those cases, what we're also seeing is that community leaders are going down sick, and also the community workforce, you know, the people that look after the community, provide care, and that very large numbers of them are going down sick as well. And so that's making it harder for whānau to isolate at home because there's not the same support there. And if I could just draw one parallel, in 1918, after the Spanish flu finished, there were teams that went around to little settlements in Te Tokoro, checking how people were, and there was a little hamlet in Waimamaku, and the guy that led the team that visited there, he wrote notes in his diary, and what he wrote was is, they found 14 people, 12 of them had died, and he made a note and said they all looked like they had the Spanish flu, but some of them had died from starvation rather than the flu, and they died from starvation because no one arrived, no help ever arrived there. And that's the kind of risk that we face in those more remote communities that we have. If there's very high rates of sickness, then we may end up in a situation where people have to look after themselves. You know, it's not unlike when home isolation first started in Auckland and we had those two Māori men die because they're on their own and no help arrived.
Absolutely, and that's where preparation comes in, the discussions for setting up that plan, the whānau plan, the hapū plan, and absolutely what you said. So I really appreciate making the emphasis on this kōrero so that our whānau understand about what it means to go out and get your whānau prepared. Nō reira, he mihi atu kia koe, hei whaiwā ki te kōrero kia hau kia tātou katoa o te tau tukere o te hiko te ika e taku tā rā ori taonui. Any finishing kōrero that you would like to give to our whānau who are listening right now?
Well, be prepared. I mean, Māoridom is, we've put in an awesome effort throughout the pandemic. We were behind in testing in 2020. We caught up and surpassed the national average. We've been behind in the 12 years plus adult vaccination rollout. We're closing the gap there quite quickly now. It's less than there was 25% in September, the gap to the national average. It's less than 10% now. We're behind in boosters and we're behind in the child vaccination, and we've just got to keep pressing forward as best we can and get as many people as possible vaccinated, and hopefully there's more support arise from the government.
Mai, tika tonu, koe ara te tumanako kia tautoko mari rātou. I a mātou hoki, nō reira he tino mihi atu kia koe, nō reira kia matāra, kia ora.
Kia ora, Joel, thank you, hei kona.
Ko Takuta Rāuri, taonu i tērā, koe ara tētahi o ngā tino pauhaka whirinaki, nānā no ngā tino mahi rangahau, kia kite ai me pēhia rā te haere o te mati urutai ki Wainganui a mātou te iwi Māori me ngā tangata Pacifica. Koe ara wetahi o ngā kōro ki ngā rangahau e pāna ki ngā hakaritenga, kia hakarite māhere rautaki mō tātou katoa, mō tō tātou whānau, mō tō tātou hapu, tō tātou hāpuri hoki, kia kawa e māwiwi tātou katoa, hore kau he tangata, hei tiaki, hei manaaki a tātou i auatū wā, ka horopa haere te mate urutai ki Wanganui a mātou. Mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikotika, i wā tukau māwhitu, era tahi te iarere.